This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Gaynor, Vice President at the Media Research Center, located just outside Washington. We want to get his insights today as the Senate Judiciary Committee holds hearings for Barack Obama's choice to be the next Attorney General, Eric Holder. How has the media been covering this particular story, and how has it covered Eric Holder even since his days in the Clinton administration? And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
This was believed to be the most contentious hearing heading into the all the hearings on Capitol Hill for the various cabinet nominees because Eric Holder has been involved in some controversial things, like Elian Gonzalez, like the pardoning of Mark Rich, and even some of his private sector dealings have come under scrutiny. What do you believe has been the tone of the coverage for the most part so far over the major networks?
Well, he's not getting the same kind of scrutiny that you would expect, hypothetically, a Republican nominee. Instead, what you're getting is, most of the media people, back when all these things happened, these were controversial things. The Mark Rich thing has been gone over a lot in the last several years, during the 8 years of the Bush administration. A lot of people have talked about this. And, during that time, what they would say is, this egregious abuse of power. So for Obama to turn around and nominate Holder, and then for the media not to just descend on it is a stunning double standard.
Let's take a look at, in contrast to 8 years ago when George W. Bush, of course, had won a controversial election over Al Gore. His choice for attorney general was the recently at that time defeated Missouri Senator John Ashcroft. How would you compare the treatment of the two?
Oh, completely one-sided. Ashcroft was looked at as being a controversial figure. He was viewed as strong conservative. So it was very much a polarizing thing where the networks actually interviewed a lot of Democrats who were unhappy about the choice. By contrast, you would think things would switch around and people would say, well, let's see, Eric Holder, he was involved in these two particularly really controversial things during Clinton, the Mark Rich thing and the Elian Gonzalez. But they're not interviewing conservatives, and so you end up with, oh, he's a mildly controversial figure. How are ordinary people at home supposed to think the media are even vaguely balanced in their coverage? Because they're not.
What should be included in the coverage about Eric Holder, in your opinion, whether it's about one of the stories we've talked about or some other thing he's been involved with?
Well, let's just focus on those two for now. The Elian Gonzalez thing, he came out later during an interview and actually said that Elian was not taken away at gunpoint. Now, there's a very famous photo that we probably almost everybody in the free world has seen about one of the emergency response, quasi-military guys holding a gun just pointed slightly down. But it's certainly, if you're on the other end of that photograph, you're viewing that gun as being pointed at you. And for Holder to come back and just say, oh, that didn't happen, is a denial of history. And then with Mark Rich, I don't know a reasonable person who thinks the Mark Rich thing was a right and just thing. Instead, what you've got is journalists, this is one during the last 8 years, where journalists have admitted that this was a bad idea. But are we seeing all that coverage now? No. You had, I think it was Richard Cohen from the Washington Post, did a little while back, sometime, I think in December, where he wrote a piece, here it is, a better attorney general nominee you're not likely to find. The pardon accepted. But the pardon cannot be accepted. It suggested Holder, whatever his other qualifications, could not say no to power, and he goes on to refer to it as inside the Beltway influence peddling that Barack Obama was elected to end. So that was back in December when you hadn't gotten the formal announcements, you weren't having the hearings, etc. If you're getting that from a liberal columnist, then the news coverage should reflect that and say, here is a controversial figure who a lot of people think has disqualified himself for this job.
Dan, in terms of the coverage of the overall transition 8 years ago, George W. Bush had one cabinet nominee have to withdraw her name. That was Linda Chavez. There was a pretty big fight, as we mentioned, over John Ashcroft, and another minor fight over his interior secretary at the time, Gail Norton. And there was coverage that there was a relatively rocky transition, partially due to the fact that it was contracted due to the Florida recount. This time, you have Bill Richardson taking his name out of consideration, controversy over Eric Holder, and now controversy over Tim Geithner at Treasury. How would you compare the assessments the media is giving about the transition for Barack Obama compared to what we saw 8 years ago?
Well, what you're seeing is really the continuation of the Obama election love fest. And, I mean, the Richardson thing alone should be controversial. You left out Leon Panetta, who,
sure.
You know, he'd be put in position for military intelligence is, questionable in that role. You know, to put him in a role where he's just wildly miscast, you see the media defending it. You see Geithner. Geithner didn't pay his taxes. He's supposed to be in charge of the IRS. Can you imagine that appointee getting passed muster for a Republican? Absolutely not. Are the media swarming in on Geithner? Not even vaguely. He's being viewed. If you look at the Washington Post today, had a couple of stories, including a Dana Milbank column, and it said, you know, appointee, the too important to fail. You know, just like, you know, the media have been saying about, you know, bailouts, too important to fail. He's not too important to fail, but the media treat him that way. So of course, it makes it easy for Obama to get all of his picks for cabinet in there. The only one who failed was, of course, Richardson, who withdrew himself. Frankly, even with all the questions about Richardson, given the media support, he might have even been able to get through. It just would have been another bad mark for Obama down the road.
Last 10 seconds here, Dan. Real quickly, do you expect a media honeymoon or a media marriage?
This is a long-term marriage. This is Camelot 2. That's the way they view it. So it's not a honeymoon. It's better marriage than most people will get in their lives.
Dan, unfortunately, we got to call time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Dan Gaynor, Vice President, the Media Research Center. This is Dateline Washington.